Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. What are you worried about? Seriously, what is on your mind right now that worries you? Do you have anxiety? Do you have fear? And if so, what's it about? I bet if you are like a majority of people, you can't actually easily answer that question. Now, you may have something coming up. You're getting on a plane for the first time. It's freaking you out. You got a big meeting coming up. You're freaked out about that. But very often, when we are anxious, when we are fearful, it's actually this kind of free-floating anxiety. I find very often that I'll feel anxious, and I'll start looking at it and saying, what am I anxious about? And I'll dig in, and I'll look straight at it, and I'll realize it's something that happened yesterday that's already resolved and done. It's not even pending, it's over, but I never put it in the file folder in my mind. These things pile up. You do one thing, you work on it, you go to the next thing, you work on it, you go to the next thing, you work on it, you go to the next thing, and we never resolve and finish and end the things we're worried about. And so they just pile up, and our brain says, I think I got a bunch of things. I think there's a bunch of things to worry about. I'm not sure which one, but there's definitely something. If you take a moment to dive in and say, what am I worried about? And even if you do know what it is, let's say you're getting on a plane for the first time, you've always had that fear of flying. What are you actually afraid of? Are you afraid the plane's going to crash? Planes don't crash. You're more likely to die in the car on the way to the airport by many multiples than having anything bad happen in the plane. You got that big important call, you're talking to your boss, you're talking to your key client. What's the worst that could happen? They'll fire you? Then what? They're not going to fire you out of a cannon. They're just going to fire you, so you just find a new job or a new client. Anything that you lose simply makes space for new things. It can be shocking, it can be unpleasant, but you'll survive. You'll get past it. The key when working with anxiety, fear, and anxiety is just fear at a clinical level. When you're working with it is to look deeper at it. We like to avoid pain, like to look away. I don't want to look at that. That's scary. I don't want to think about it. But if you do think about it and you dive right in, you grab it with both hands and look straight at it, you discover it's not that bad. It's not that big. It's often not that real. Sometimes you can't even tell me what it is you're afraid of. You're just afraid. You're just anxious. About what? I don't even know. So what are you afraid of? What are you worried about? Next time you're afraid, next time you're anxious, look straight at it and see what's really there. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.